As we grow up, it doesn't take long to realize we live in a competitive world. We compete to protect our stuff, our toys when we're kids. We compete to be first in line, and that's in preschool or daycare. We compete to be getting the best grades at times. We compete for positions at work. We compete for influence among our peers. It is a competitive world. And sometimes living fearful in a competitive world, we hoard, we gather, we stockpile, you know, and then we start to be even more afraid that someone's going to come and take that away. This is the last Sunday of the church year. It reminds us what happens when Christ comes again. And it prepares us for Advent, thinking about as what happens when Jesus came the first time and how he fulfilled the prophecies and all of that. But three lessons for this morning can be summed up in the one verse from 1 Corinthians. Then comes the end. When he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule, every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. When we come to realize that all the good things, the things we call good on this earth, must come to an end. We lose. And when our sinful nature fights or resists that, then we struggle to hold on to all of this all the more, right? One of the increasing markets right now is survivalist material. The bunkers, the weapons, the stockpiling of food, the solar power generator, in case there's a shortage of gas, you don't have to worry. On and on, there's a great increase in productivity on those things so that you don't have to lose. Isn't that an awful way to live in fear? I mean, I wouldn't be excited if I knew ahead of time a terrorist was coming to town. You know, you wouldn't have me going, yahoo! I understand that we have a survival instinct, a desire to live, that God has created us. God has created us for life, not for death. But I also recognize that we face death. The Bible never portrays death as a friend. You did know that, right? Yeah. I mean, it is nice that some things end, like pain and suffering. But even though the channel of ending that, the methodology is called death, it's not a friend. But it's not the winner. Christ has won. Easter reminds us of the cross that is now empty and the tomb that is now empty because Christ lives, Christ has risen. And on that Easter, and Easter Sunday is for all good Lutherans, and some of you almost started to do it, Christ is risen, and the answer is, he is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Yeah. And celebrating that by faith means we lose. And we're willing to lose. Now, sometimes we put these words of power and authority. Did you notice that? After destroying every rule, every authority, and every power, and we think of every rule of the devil and the demons, every authority of sin and selfishness, and every authority, and sometimes we put government in there, and every power, you know. But you have to recognize that included in those words are the things that are in us. Every power that I want to hold on to, every time I want to punch somebody in the nose, every time I insist on my will and my way, even though it's against God's, every time I insist, no, they cannot be forgiven because they were too bad, too awful, too hurtful. Every time I try to be the authority on this earth, I am reminded that Christ is going to overcome that. In other words, he's taking away our authority, our sinful nature, our passions, the things we want to hold on to. He takes away everything. I mean, just think about it. Would you want to celebrate, common vernacular, party? You know, if you knew you were going to lose house and home, children, wife, fame, job, all that stuff, right? Or would you see yourself as defeated? It's a challenge for us to live and walk by faith because we live in this paradox that we live with all that we are and all that we have to serve him. And in the end, we give up all that we are and all that we have to live with him forever and ever in his kingdom, in the glorified body united with the soul. Because that's what the Word of God is telling us. All of this, all of my turf goes away. In its place, he says, the last enemy is to be destroyed is death. And in its place is life. Life with God, life in his kingdom. Now, if your human nature is like my human nature, we want to know, what's it like? Growing up military family, we moved a lot. And every time my dad got new orders, the universal question in our house is, what's it like? Especially if we had never been there before. Think about it. We still want the last say. I want to know what it's like. I want to know if I want to go. Right? That's our heart, our sinful nature. We want to know. We want to pass a judgment or a ruling that says, okay, I can live with that. But what we learn is even that goes away. You don't have a say-so of what heaven is and isn't. That as the last enemy is to be destroyed, you know, so it is the enemy within me, my sinful nature, will also be destroyed. And according to Christ's command and by his power, you and I will be raised up. Glorified body, united with the soul, and living in the oneness with God forever. And it will be such a change that it's not, well, should we vote on this? We need a committee. You know, we need to investigate. There is nothing like that in heaven. And that makes it more remarkable than ever. You know about all the no's of heaven. No war, no famine, no tornadoes, no allergies, no asthma. You know. You know about the no's. No sin, no hatred, no evil. We're good with that. But it becomes personal. No idols in the heart. Ooh. Because there's all the stuff we love and hold on to. And then there's the hope. You know, all that stuff that weighs heavy on your heart and on your mind, that brings anxiety and stress and all of that? There's none of that either. And we're in favor of that one. Christ will come to judge the living and the dead. Christ will come to separate the sheep and the goats. What makes us among the sheep is that we believe in Jesus Christ, crucified Jesus Christ alive. And we are covered in his righteousness. That puts us among the sheep. So all the things that I don't want to let go of, the message of the gospel is it is okay. Because he will change our hearts and our minds. And all will be made new. And he will restore us inside and out, head to toe, as his people. And there will be no fear, and there will be no doubt. And there will be no pain, and there will be no. You add to the list. And all will be right with God. Whatever that means, it will be good. Today, Dustin's going to get confirmed in a few minutes. He has been under condemnation. That is also called confirmation. The trials and tribulations of putting up with a pastor for hours on end. And he will proclaim a faith in the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He will proclaim the message of hope and the truth of salvation in Jesus. And he will hold on to that, we pray, all the days of his life. And daily, you don't hear this often, I hope you lose. Because Christ win. And in Christ you win. Pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. The gospel is about how you lose, I lose, Christ wins, we win. Now, today, in the forgiveness of sins, in the hope of the resurrection, and on the day he comes, we win forever. Amen.